You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow Alex and In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/InDemandUK.
In Demand backstage with Ollie Mears. Hello, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
Thank you for allowing us into your area.
It's a pleasure, no worries. I mean, I've actually taken him out of my dressing room on this occasion.
So we're where is your dressing room? It's kind of just behind
just
us.
In there, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
what's in there?
Well, unfortunately, I've got a tiger in there and some snakes.
Is it a bit like The Hangover?
And lots of spiders, yeah. So
wow.
And Mike Tyson's in there. I can't allow you in there, I'm afraid.
I can just kind of imagine a troupe of Ollie Mears dancers.
I wish. I'm banned dancers on the tour.
Have you?
I've been banned dancers and any support acts that are girls.
Shut up.
True.
Who's Lily Green then?
Lily Green and Maguire. They're they're two lads. They're a duo.
Oh, right.
And Lonsdale Boys. Lonsdale Boys Club, kind of in the title.
I like those guys.
They're
really
great
good.
Lads. So
have you chosen these support acts yourself?
Yeah, we chose them anyway. But I mean, I was like, you know, any chance we can get another girl group on? No.
No?
Any chance we can get any dance on tour? No.
No? So what are you left with?
I'm left with 18 geezers on here. Okay, so, it's good fun, though. The good thing is, it's good not to have dancers or anyone that's around that could be a distraction.
Okay.
So I'm more focused on the music and doing a good performance and all the lovely fans and girls that are out there in the audience.
Screaming their hearts
yes.
out for you.
But I've always kind of wanted that. I think every artist wants that occasion and that moment of showing everyone that, yeah, this is my album, my two albums that I've done. Let's put some great covers in there and let's just put a really great show on for these people, because I know how expensive these shows are, because, you know, I go to shows myself and you want your money's worth. So, we've made sure that we've made sure it's a good show worth its money.
How do you come down, right, from, this has always fascinated me, from being on such an adrenaline high when you finish an arena show and you have to go to bed pretty much straight away? Are you having parties every night to kind of wind down?
No. It all depends on the schedule, but sometimes I just chill out. I probably go back to my room, chill out. We talk about the show, what was good, what was bad about it. And then get myself changed, get myself ready. We'll either go back, straight back to the hotel, and we always have to get on our tour bus anyway. So I'll just play a bit of FIFA, really, a bit of Xbox, and wind down a little bit. It's a bit of adrenaline rush. You do get a bit of a kick.
And what's the thing you're missing most from home when you're on the road?
My pillows.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like my pillow. A lot, you know, you can't beat your own pillow at home. The pillow I've got in my bedroom, I've had since I was like, you know, two, I think.
So you're in a new house though now, aren't you? A newish house.
Just pretty much nearly. I should be. Because the thing is, when I finish the tour, I'm not stopped. I've got to go straight to Europe. I'll go to Germany.
Right.
I'm taking all the guys to Vegas. We're going to Vegas for 5 days.
What, as a thank you?
Yeah, as a thank you for the boys, yeah.
Wow.
But I did that big X Factor advert. Do you remember the X Factor advert?
Which one?
Meet Ollie on tour.
Yeah.
Travel. So I already said to the boys when we planned the tour, I said, you know, I really wanted to take all the guys away to say thank you, because, you know, we've had the most amazing 2 years together.
Yeah.
Every day everyone's talking about it. And so, yeah, I'm doing that. And then I've got to go to, Switzerland, France, Austria, a couple other places.
Busy.
Till about April, and then I'll get my keys to my house.
All right, let's talk about generic, trivial stuff after you've introduced your brand new single, Ollie.
Yes, it's my new single. It's off my album, In Case You Didn't Know. And this is Oh My Goodness, #OMG.
The In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand backstage with Ollie Mears. Just played the brand new song, Oh My Goodness. Lots of running in the video from what I can see so far.
Yeah, no, we shot it at Westfield Shopping Centre in London, the new one in Stratford.
Yeah.
And I had this massive boo-boo. I thought it was in Essex. I was really excited. First Essex shoot.
Yeah.
But it's just on the borderline of London and Essex. It's like London borough.
Counts.
So I kind of counted it as Essex. But for the whole video, I'm running.
The whole thing? The
whole video. So we started the shoot at 9 p.m. and we finished at 9 a.m. in the morning.
You were running
because obviously
12 hours flat.
But I had my mates in the video as well. At the start of the video, there's a couple of my mates as we got up the escalator there on the video.
Amazing.
So yeah, cool.
What's the dealio with X Factor yet? Do we know for this year? Are you
we
confirmed?
Not. You know more than me. I haven't been told yet.
Do you want to do it again or not?
I'd love to do it again, yeah. But I'm not like...
You were pretty knackered when I saw you just before Christmas.
God, yeah. I was like... Yeah,
you're working hard.
Yeah, no, I've had a really good rest. I feel really energised. And this, you know, even though tours are quite stressful, and at the moment, obviously, we're filming the tour documentary as well.
Okay.
So during the tour, like, we've got the documentaries all the time. Yeah. So I'm doing that, and I've got all these challenges. So everywhere I go, they're setting me challenges. So on my days off and stuff that I should be resting, I'm doing all these challenges.
Okay.
But my team are aware, and they're giving me lots of hours. As long as I get my 8 hours a night, I'm all right.
Good.
But no, I haven't heard anything from Simon just yet.
You have to wait for his...
Yeah, I mean, me and Caroline can only go on what the fans and the people, of the show, and people like yourself and everyone that's come up to us and said you've done a great job. So hopefully, you know, them glowing references, Simon could take them on board and hopefully offer us another contract for a year, but we'll see.
Apart from yourselves, obviously that's up in the air for you and Caroline, but I imagine he's already thinking about his judges for this year. Whether there's going to be changes?
I think the priority for Simon is always, you know, the panel. That's the main focus for him, because that's the main part of the show. Obviously, the extra factor is something that he can sort out quite quickly. But this year, better than last year, I've managed to sort of figure out my diary and where I'm going to be. So
Good. We've
almost fitted it in, the extra factor, as a contingency plan. If we don't get it, then we've got other stuff that we can do. So
if you were to choose for him, if he came to you and said, Ollie, you've been through this process, you've been on the extra factor, you've seen a lot of judges come and go, who would you choose, the four judges?
Four judges?
Dream panel for Ollie.
My dream panel, I would have Gary.
You got on with Gary really well.
Yeah, I love Gazza, yeah. I love Gary, I think he's brilliant. I'd still keep Louis. I would also keep Talisa.
Yeah?
And I think, obviously, I think it's pretty much common knowledge that Kelly's not coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is or not, but I'd actually get Simon back.
Think you'd do it?
No, because I think, obviously... The American X Factor, but
the Clash of the Titans well between Simon and Gary.
But I think Cheryl would be quite good to get back as well.
That would be amazing.
Because I think we all miss her on our TV screens. I certainly do. Give me a bit of eye candy to check out.
Amazing. Ollie, thanks for letting us in.
No, pleasure. Thanks for coming down.
And we'll see you again soon.
The In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand, backstage with The Wanted on the Arena Tour. Hello, boys.
Hey,
hello.
Hey,
up. All right. All right, let's start with backstage demands. This is looking pretty civilised and quiet.
Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
quite empty.
Oh, wait until the beers come out in a minute. That's
okay.
Everything turns.
So we've got some Beck's, Red Bull, bit of fruit, candy, and sweets. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Lots of Coca-Cola.
All right. How
Obviously
about
some posh grapes?
Yeah, posh grapes. They're blueberries, aren't they? And posh.
You've
grapes.
Noticed?
Wow. Pre-show rituals. Is there a prayer huddle?
No, we light some candles and we do some naked Bikram yoga.
Wow. The set list for the fans who haven't been yet, are we keeping that top secret?
Secret.
Yeah.
Secret.
Okay.
We do
Good.
For the first time ever do a rap, though.
Yes. Really?
No.
Wow. Tell us about these special edition tour programmes that the fans are going to get.
They're the first ever interactive tour brochure.
That sounds really
amazing.
Boring.
No, it doesn't.
Reality.
Well, you know what? They get updated all the time. So the stuff that you can... If you have like a Blipper app... Loads of interactive stuff happens that always gets updated every few months, so it's something different. So you get your tour brochure after a year, and it'll be different.
Pop-up book. Okay. Imagine that. Hold it over it, and then 3D stuff comes out.
Oh, it's amazing.
Amazing!
You can have like pictures with us. You can hear our songs. There's lyrics get downloaded
there's
to your phone. It's great.
Photos
and all sorts.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You love it, mate.
Awesome.
Check it out. You love it.
We will check it out. Incredible. What about the set itself? Have you guys been responsible for pretty much all of it?
We actually built it.
Good boys,
yeah.
Good boys.
I did woodwork in high school.
I did the painting.
I did electronics.
Yeah. So between us, we've covered everything. It's kept costs really low.
All right, let's move on to America. Wow. Just wow. What the hell?
All right.
I mean, for the want of trying not to swear, what the hell?
No, that's exactly it, isn't it? What
it's mental.
There we go.
So
Tom just wraps it up.
But this is just the start of the year. We're not even through February yet, and already you guys seem to have nailed the basics of it.
We were something like 175 on the Billboard when we got there.
Yeah.
And then
we weren't even on the Billboard when we got there.
We got invited on loads of cool TV shows, and Glee are going to cover Glad You Came.
That is mental.
It is weird.
But actually, the Ellen show is probably responsible for what the UK has seen, because obviously that went viral on YouTube and stuff like that. How was that? That was just been crazy.
Pretty unbelievable. She's the, and as Jay described it, the best lesbian we've ever met.
Okay. Wow.
It really is.
At the end of the Ellen performance, you were working it with those American girls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you see what he did to him?
They were working it more with me, though.
They were.
But they're so enthusiastic about everything,
really,
aren't they?
Really, really, that's the word, they are enthusiastic. Like,
they're filthy.
As soon as you start doing a song,
They just appreciate every single word and beat.
We described like the audience in Ellen as like the loose women audience, but on lots and lots of coffee and hormone tablets.
And a bit younger and a bit fitter, probably.
Yes. No, not really.
No. Let's be honest.
Come on, they don't let any mingers in the Ellen audience, do they?
Well, there's some crack on one.
All right, we're going to get some Twitter questions pretty soon. Can you introduce Glad You Came for us now? Tom, you do the honours, mate.
Hi, everyone. This is Glad You Came.
This is the In Demand podcast.
In Demand, backstage with The Wanted. Are you ready for your Twitter questions?
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
No. These are from the fans. Max, yours is first. It's from Casey. Cool. Who do you think is the most sensitive member of the group?
Sensitive? I'll go with Jay, actually. Okay. Jay's quite, yeah. quite sensitive.
Especially after five or seven or 20 beers.
Okay. It goes stay one way with Jay. He's sensitive in the nicest way, or sensitive as in he wants to kill you.
Right, okay. Touchy. So it's a bit schizo, is what it is. Nath, this is yours from Samantha. How do you keep yourselves entertained on the tour bus?
We read magazines, go on the internet.
Naked Twister.
The Wanted in Naked Twister shop.
Naked Twister of each of us, Eve. We don't. Naked Twister. No.
That's a complete lie.
He does it on his own.
I wish.
On your own.
I wish
that. Tom, yours is from Ailsa. If you could be in any video game, which video game would you choose?
Mario.
Simple. Siva, Danny, how close has a fan got to getting into your hotel room?
Easy.
How close?
They've been in there.
They've got in, so that's pretty good.
He let them in.
Haven't stolen anything, though.
Without being given permission.
Oh, without
should have
being
added that on the
permission.
End.
Yeah.
Jay, yours is the hardest. Shannon, Shannon wants to know, snog, marry, avoid the Saturdays parade and Little Mix?
I would snog the Saturdays.
Okay.
I would marry some of Little Mix, and so I would avoid the entire group of parade. The world's most shoddy boy band. Basically, let's be honest, they're the world's most shoddy boy band.
When are you back to the States? When are you back here? What's going on for the rest of the...
We're back to the States just after the tour. See if we can push Glass Game into the top 10 on the
are
billboard.
We allowed to say
go
what we're
for
doing?
It.
And then we're doing spring break.
Yeah, MTV okay. Spring break.
Wow.
In Vegas.
In yes. Vegas.
Boom.
I'm not coming back alive.
I was going to say, none of you are coming back alive, surely. Oh. Amazing. Guys, thanks very much for chatting.
Love you, mate.
We'll see you again
thank
soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
And tonight, yes, she's back. Alexandra Burke is here.
In the building.
It has been
we're
far
here.
Too long,
tell
lady.
Tell me about it, babe. It's
welcome,
been way
welcome,
too long.
Welcome back.
Thank you so
it's
much
really
for having
me. Good to see
me.
You. You look beautiful.
Thank you, darling. You look well yourself.
Thank you very much. Stunning as ever for the benefit of the In Demand Army. Listening at home, what are you wearing this
I
season?
I am wearing a beautiful dress from Misguided. It's red. It looks a bit vintage.
From who?
A website called Misguided.
Oh, Misguided.
Yeah.
I thought you were introducing right. The name of someone.
Oh,
then.
No, darling.
Misguided. I think she taught me for biology at school, Misguided.
I love that.
Possibly. We're taking questions tonight for Alexandra at InDemand UK on Twitter and using the hashtag AlexInDemand. How were the Brits for you? We saw you stalking the red carpet in that.
Darling.
What was that? It was wooden.
It
and
was
then
like
it was
a wooden dress.
What was that?
With some silk going on. It was a really different kind of dress, but I absolutely loved it. But then, babe, I kind of don't remember how I got home, so.
Oh, it was a good night then.
It was
then.
A good night. I mean, when you're partying with JLS and 1D, it's a bit of a situation.
So it was all the X Factor posse, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Who were you sat with? Who was on your table?
Oh, I was on the same table with JLS. JLS and I in management.
Brilliant.
And our label mates, and yeah. that was that. 1D right next to us, and that was a situation. Just Niall just kept bugging me, and it was great. I kept bugging him. Pretty awesome.
What was your highlight of the night in terms of the performances?
Performances. I was really loving Ollie and how much sexy girls he had on stage.
Yep.
Of course, loving Adele's performance. I loved Bruno Mars's performance as well and Rihanna's.
Everyone was pretty good.
Oh my God, and Ed's.
Ed.
Ed's
nailed
one
it.
Was great.
That's
I
just
loved
simple,
it.
Simple
just
performance.
Simple performance.
That's everything. What most of them are about this year, though. Kind yeah. of stripping it
strip
back.
Strip it down. Strip it down.
Showing the talent, which is what we like. So let's catch up. It's been over a year.
Yep.
So you've left Psycho.
Yes.
And you've moved to the label RCA.
Yes, that's
which
right.
is still part of Sony. It's all
still
part
of
the
Sony,
same family.
Still the same family. Psycho's still very, very supportive of me. But I'm now with RCA, and we're having a jolly good old time.
So I've read that Psycho were too busy for you. yes. is true.
I love the way that words are taken out of context.
Always. Yeah.
Psycho were not too busy for me. It was a mutual decision for me to leave. They have a lot going on with X Factor in the USA, X Factor here, and they still oversee things. They are very special to me and still my family.
But Cal hasn't given the seal of approval personally to you.
On
this
Elephant?
Song. Yeah.
Well, the seal of approval is not really not hearing from him. Because
that's, yeah, because that means...
Because
yeah.
it means he likes it.
Silence is
golden.
If
he didn't like it, yeah, my goodness, he'd let me know. Trust me. And Simon is a very good judge of music, full stop. He's so successful in that respect. And I have the utmost respect for Mr. Carroll. He's just a proper little G, isn't he?
He saw it. And very rich with it. I like the fact you could just kind of, yeah, blew a bit of smoke up his bum there. But that's good.
No, but you know
Alexandra,
what?
You have to do that.
No, but you don't have to. And
Are
Alexandra
sure?
Burke doesn't have to do
that's
that either.
True,
hell no. You crazy?
So honestly, now, were there any frustrations in the last year for you?
Yeah, because of the transition and having to move, it was frustrating telling my fans one thing and then being told another by my label and then having to disappoint them every minute. But thank God I've got amazing fans who have stuck by me, have been extremely patient, so I only have them to thank, you know, and they're the reason why I'm here.
They are loyal beasts. They tweet every single
Listen,
night asking
for the song.
Listen, those
guys are amazing and I don't know what I'd do without them. Their support and everything means so much to me.
So, in return, lots of questions to prepare to answer tonight.
Oh, let's go.
Cool? Okay, at InDemand UK on Twitter, hashtag Alex InDemand. It's Love all it. About the Burke tonight. She is here. Your questions on the way. I'm Alex James with Maroon 5 and Moves Like Jagger. What are you laughing at?
You.
Alexandra Burke is live on InDemand tonight. Questions at InDemand UK on Twitter, hashtag Alex InDemand. It works for both of us, you see.
Oh, gosh.
You're okay. What did I say?
Moment. Babe, it's the coffee at, you know, yeah. 8 p.m. It's not cool.
Thank God you had a coffee.
Do you know what I mean?
That's all I can say. It's really, really good. I'm going to play Elephant in a sec.
Amen.
Some radio stations aren't playing it. I'll just say we've supported it.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that.
Let's start with the questions from the fans. Bernard. Bernard says, any festivals or gigs lined up for this summer, Alex?
Yes.
Tell us about them.
I can't remember the names off the top of my head.
You're doing GAY pretty soon, aren't you?
On March the 10th.
Okay. Which is the day before the single comes out.
That's the day before the single comes out. And it's going to be great. Like, I've got a really big kind of thing planned. And it's going to be pretty special.
Good. Details what it is.
And, no, I can't because that would be ruining it. And it only got confirmed today. But
all right, okay.
There's a lot going on this year. And hopefully I'll be announcing some tour dates very, very soon.
Okay, so are we on a deal where... It's a single for the time being, then we wait for an album, or
yeah,
is the album in progress?
No, well, you know what? It's 98% done, but I do want to do 2 to 3 singles before the album's out.
Old school style.
Well, you know what? It's got to be done.
Yeah.
And the last time I had my album out, I had Bad Boys out literally a week later, the album, and I was like, I didn't think I liked that process.
And
so
you had
much.
Special edition album as well.
Then I had, the special edition album, and it was a lot of fun. That album was great fun, but I want this album, I want people to be like, okay, so what's she going to have coming next, kind of thing.
So understandably, the fans are asking quite a lot about the album. Any producers you've worked with so far?
Yeah, man. I've worked with Rico Love. I've worked with Jim Johnson. I've worked with Wayne Wilkins. I've worked with Eric Murillo. That's just to name a few. And it's been amazing. I'm very lucky, you know. I'm a lucky little girl.
Do you go and find them yourself, or do the record label kind of suggest them to you?
I'm kind of friends with majority of the producers that I've worked with, thank God. And also, of course, the label will go and source out some more producers and people that I've not worked with that I really want to work with. So, like Cutfather as well. We worked together on the first album, but some stuff never got cut. So he's actually got my second single. So I can't wait for you lot to hear that.
Can you tell us the name of that yet?
No, I cannot.
Okay, top secret.
You know what? You are good, because I nearly gave it to you.
I keep trying.
Nearly gave it to you, babe.
Get some more coffee. She might tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Kieran would like to know if you could choose a rapper to do another kind of Pitbull-style thing with, like All Night Long. Who would you choose?
It would most probably be... oh, my God, Drake.
He's so good,
Give
isn't he?
Give me some Drake, and I will die a happy lady.
You'd be too busy staring at him.
Babe,
not
I wouldn't get no
him.
Work done. What you're talking about? Like, I'd be like, Drake, marry me. And he'd be like, babe, concentrate on the song. No, why don't you marry me? What if I get on one knee? It's a leap year. Yo, talk to me.
You have to do that tomorrow. You've only got
babe,
one day
down.
To do
Let's
it.
Go.
And Connor would like to know, what was it like working with the legend Murillo?
It was, well, I've not met him yet. And I've spoken to him on email, and he seems like a lovely, lovely guy. I can't wait to meet him in April. We're going to hook up in April. And, you know, he is a legend because, my goodness, it was amazing to get him on board. And it's an honour to work with him.
It's an honour to be playing your song. Alex, thanks, honey. The radio is yours. Introduce boom, bam, bam. It.
For those who are listening, this is my brand new single featuring Eric Murillo out March the 11th. It's Elephant.
Alexandra Burke has been live with us at In Demand HQ this Tuesday night. It's been the best Tuesday night ever.
I know it has.
It's been fun. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It has flown by as usual. You're off to the gym pretty soon.
Yes, I am.
Are you on a health kick at the moment?
I'm just on a feel-good kick. You know what I'm saying?
It does make you feel good, doesn't it?
It does. The gym actually, as much as I hate it, it gets on my last nerve. I love the feeling it gives you when you're finished. And it's a nice little achievement when you're like, cool, yeah, just went for a nice little run there. Done
and
some
then
abs.
You get to the next day and you're like, got to do it all again.
Do you know what I mean? God. I know. It's a bit annoying.
Eat a bit more salad. Here we go. It's so much fun. Worth it in the end, though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's nail some more questions for you, Alex. Phoebe would like to know, if you were given an elephant, where would you hide it?
I would have nowhere in this world that I could think
surely
of.
Surely your closet must be big enough to hide an
hell
elephant.
Hell no.
That,
elephants are massive, you know. I'd just hire and rent somewhere in London Zoo and keep my little baby there.
One of those store spaces or something.
Yeah, man,
like that.
Just, you know, yellow storage and all that jazz.
Sam would like to know, any regrets for when you filled in for Kelly Rowland on X Factor last year?
I've not had one regret in my life.
Good.
Love life. That's all I'm saying.
Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun. It was good fun. It was an honour. Scary, but great.
And you gave as good as you got as well. You've been through the process. You know what it's
like. Yeah, absolutely. I tried my best.
There was almost an element of smugness, I think, when you first took your place on the panel. I know it was only for two nights.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, a long thing. But right. Barlow was being a little bit smug.
I've heard that. But you know what? I thought he was just joking with me.
Okay.
I don't know. I took it as a just banter and a joke and having a laugh. But some people have said that
standard
to me,
Louis,
like,
was Louis. You know what Louis
yeah,
is like.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Take everything with a pinch of salt.
Absolutely.
Can you shout out Lydia? She switched on tonight.
Lydia, what's happening, baby?
Troy would like to know, what are you listening to on your iPod at
on
the moment?
On my iPod right now, you know what? I'm really playing a lot of Luther Vandross.
Wow.
A lot. Just, nice. I'm, you know, throwing it back. Memories and all that jazz, you know.
Anything new you like at the moment?
Sorry?
Anything new you like at the moment?
New what's at the
favorite
moment.
Favorite tune in the charts, perhaps?
Listen, man, all I'm saying is that song, Now You're Just Somebody That I Used to Know.
Goche.
Listen, he's dope, you know. I love him.
He's really
love
good.
Him.
No one can really pronounce his name, though. I'm still
no, no, that's
I'm
why I just said
right.
the title yeah. of the song. I'm moving on.
That.
Yeah.
And Chantel would like to know, this is a good, good question, actually. In your time away from music in the year, last 12 months or so, have you had any offers from the following? I'll go through the list. You say yes or no.
Okay.
Dancing on Ice?
No.
Celebrity Big Brother?
No.
Come Dine With Me?
No.
Strictly Come Dancing?
No.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm a Celebrity.
You did have an offer for that.
To go and, like, be on the judging panel. Not judging panel, but the panel that talks.
Okay, so, yeah, on and the ITV2 show.
That's
but
the...
not to go into the jungle.
No, but just to talk and be like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I couldn't, you know, ooh, yeah, talk about it.
What's going on?
You want to talk about it?
Never a missed opportunity.
Do you know what I'm saying? March 11th, baby, March 11th. Download only. And I didn't go because the schedule didn't permit. But, you know, I was really busy doing a video for Elephant, which is out March 11th.
Brilliant. Priceless as always. If you had to choose one of those to do, if you were forced to, which one would you choose?
To probably face my fears... I'm a celebrity. Yeah. Do you know what? That'd be proper jokes. Like, I would get... People would really be laughing at me for, like, years later because I'm just a fool. Just straight up.
It'd be brilliant. Final chance to plug. Final chance to plug. Do it.
Elephant, March 11th. iTunes. Just go. Just do this.
Alexandra, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much,
you
babe. You're amazing.
Alexandra Burke.
Thanks.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget, Alex is back with In Demand on your radio every weeknight from 7.